Praise is a sacrifice to God. And because it's an indication of where our heart is, right? It's we are living with Him. So when we're praising today, you know, the highest form of praise is the Mass, but we can't live at Mass. The last words of the Mass are, go forth to love and serve the Lord and one another. So we have to be forth. And in so doing, when we learn to offer praise in our hearts and our minds, in our day-to-day walk with the Lord, we are doing what He has asked us to do. We're doing what he is saying, to offer praise as your sacrifice to God, regardless of what life deals us, regardless of whether it's good times or bad, but knowing that He's in control of everything, will allow whatever happens to us, and to praise Him anyway. So when we come together and we start singing today, what we're going to be singing is our prayer. We're not just singing songs, we're praying, and we're praising the Lord. So I invite you to stand. And the beautiful thing about the last verse of that one section of the psalm says, if we offer praise as our sacrifice to God and fulfill our vows to the Most High, then, there's the command, then, here's the promise, then you call upon me in time of distress, and I will rescue you, and you shall honor me. There's no command in the Bible that's not followed by a promise. So our promise is today, the Lord is going to meet us in our time of distress, whatever that may be. We've all got distresses. You know, everybody's got issues. So, you know, whatever issue we want to offer Him today, He's going to meet us there because we're praising Him.